ABC Radio Australia.
Just 3 months after Typhoon Sinlaku tore through the Northern Marianas, leaving a trail of damage to homes with power outages, widespread flooding, and also a death toll of 17, communities are once again picking up the pieces after another devastating Category 5 storm, Super Typhoon Bavi, hit on Monday. Now, for the latest update, we're joined by Tinian resident Deborah Fleming. With that, I say good morning, Deborah.
Half a day. Good morning.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Look, firstly, I have to ask, how are you coping and how is the community doing there?
I am coping. The community, a lot of them are just so sad. They just, you know, had settled in to their new roof that the FEMA provided with the Air Force or the military, you know, put them up, and they just moved into their homes and their shelters, collected what they could from the destruction of Sinlaku. And then in less than 3 months, they had to go back to shelters. And it, their homes looked like it was an implode, you know? The roof just came apart. And a lot of homes were like that. Some people were still living in tents because they were not ready, you know, to finish their roofing. And the only things that survived are buildings that are solid concrete. But even those had, you know, projectiles crashing through their windows. It was a very, very wet typhoon.
Yeah.
And the other thing that is so concerning to me after Sinlaku was the wildlife, the bees. There was just no flowers. The only green left are just grass on the ground, birds. And now with Bavi, there is not a single coconut left on the trees to be able to cut them open and just, you know, put them up in the trees so the birds can eat. It's really sad.
Mm.
It's really, really sad. And Rhoda, I just saw pictures of when Bavi hit. You know, the palm trees were nearly, the tops of them were nearly touching the ground. I mean, they got it really, really bad. I liken it to our Typhoon Yutu in 2018. But you know, it's happening more frequent now and more fierce.
Yeah.
So it has to be caused by something. I know we're in the El Nino period, and more frequent and more fierce storms are expected. But in all my life, I have never seen this kind of destruction. Wet and fierce wind and the noise, oh my God, really scary. Really, really scary.
Yeah, and I can hear it in your voice, Deborah, and I do really appreciate you sharing what is currently happening there on the ground, especially in Tinian, because I know that's your place of residence. Can I just ask then, what immediate assistance is needed right now then?
Okay, lights, solar lights, batteries. The entire CNMI was out of D-size batteries, which a lot of, you know, old people like myself, we still have our old flashlights that use D batteries. Fans from 2018 that we received from donations use a lot of size D batteries. Solar lights are really helpful because even on a very cloudy day, they still can charge. After Sinlaku, you know, the diaspora throughout the world, donations, shipping companies brought them into the island, containers full, and there was a lot of distribution for water and all sorts of food, canned foods, noodles, rice, so many things. The thing that we miss the most is green vegetables.
Mm.
Nothing left. But as of a week ago, before the typhoon, we started seeing, you know, from our garden, started, you know, having vegetables again, and then those are all wiped out again. What else is needed? There are so many organizations that have been so giving, and all of that has been distributed. But Tinian itself has a serious situation of fuel supply. Petrol is what it's called, I believe, in your area. gasoline. We line up for hours. It's limited because the super tanker won't be able to come into Tinian to deliver bulk fuel until July.
Wow.
So that too is very limited. And a lot of our little generators run on petrol. And you line up for hours. I lined up 3 hours, filled up my vehicle and what little bit of gasoline containers. That's another thing we don't have on the island is gasoline containers because the fuel, there's only one gas station on the island operational. And so everything is limited now because of the situation with the seaport and the tanker not being able to come in. Now it's limited to just 10 gallons per day.
Wow.
And that's with the human aspect. But the other thing is the wildlife. There is nothing left. And then we have the salt spray. So when you look up in the mountains, it looks like it's raining up there because it appears foggy. But that's all salt air being blown in by the wind. The whole island, the small islands, the whole island is covered with it. And then they'll burn because of the salt air. And they will be totally denuded. Not a single green leaf will be on any plant.
So with that, Deborah, things like the salt spray, what advice has come then from authorities in terms of safety and keeping you guys, you know, away from that type of stuff happening?
I think that it's healthy for humans. It's just very, it burns plants that we need and that the birds need. You know, there is not a single shade anywhere other than on the side of houses that are still standing that you can lean on to get any kind of shade outside. And so therefore, with all those combination, it's hot. It's super hot and still humid. But having lived here all my life, I understand that. So you need to take refuge, you know, collect rainwater and rinse off often. And the island got cleaned up, thank God. Companies were brought in to take the debris off island. So the island looks really clean, but now new debris, but not as much because there's not as much trees left behind for the storm to drop on the ground. Roof tins, wood, you can see them on the roadways, but people are resilient. They know what they need to do and start clearing up and cleaning.
Mm.
And because then you have a profusion of mosquitoes too.
Yes.
That's nasty.
Well, look, from the sounds of everything, Typhoon Bavi has obviously impacted the recovery efforts from original typhoons in Lāku. What impacts then, Deborah, are you thinking this will have on people's mental health and well-being?
That's the other thing, you know. Learning that another storm was coming, the direction that it was unknown until it fully, formed before we knew where it was. It's perfectly human to feel relief, even though you know that it's going directly to your neighbor's island, you know, a remote island. Rota is quite remote. And unlike Tinian, where we have all this military development because of the tension in the region, we have help. They don't have help. They're so remote. But a lot of oceaneers are volunteering their little boats to bring relief to Rota. That's the other issue with Rota. It really never had a seaport like Tinian does, because Tinian Seaport was built in 1944. And so it was, you know, a seaport that received huge military ships. And those been a little over 80 years, it has lasted somewhat. It needs to be rebuilt. The breakwater is all broken from typhoons and just, you know, storms and the lack of resources to do any kind of repair by the municipality. But Rota didn't have that. So it's really difficult to bring things into Rota as swiftly as you can in Tinian.
Yeah.
Water. They would need water.
Of course.
That's what we had. Within days, Tinian had the city water running. Thanks God for that, you know. And Guam had been amazing in sending their power line people to Tinian. Tinian is about I want to say about maybe 60% hooked up. I still don't have power since Sinlaku. And then this came, and what telephone pole and bits of, you know, what they prepared to set us up got blown off.
Really hoping, Deborah, that the necessary help does come in to help you guys out there. And look, we are sending our love, our prayers to you, and hope that you are looking after yourself, and that, of course, the residents there of Tinian and even Rota are going to be okay. So, look, we just want to say thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing today.
Thank you, too. We need to share what we, you know, we're one world. The ocean connects us. It's only one world. And I appreciate your interest in trying to put our situation out. Thank you.
No worries. You take care. That is Deborah Fleming, a resident on the island of Tinian, which was hit by Super Typhoon Bavi.